What do we see? If it's only a question of a rumor that people talk about you, you don't have to give a get.
Here also, that though we say the chacham, or the shliach that brought a get should not marry you, it's only a question if you do, people will talk about you. But we don't have any evidence, we don't know really. So therefore, in such a case, when the Rabbanan said, don't do something, that people should not talk bad about you, it's only lechatchila not to get married to her. But if you did get married to her, the din is, light tetzi, you don't have to give her a get. So the Mishnah. V'kulam shohoyu lehem noshim. V'kulam d'grashi, these last Mishnahs, like a chacham that was not matzah the neder, that the Mishnah says the chacham should not marry her, or else that may be get. If a shliach brings a get, it has to send before a nichtav. So we say again, he should not marry you. Or else we are made be isha. If you're the aide that says, you know, tell the wife that your husband died. It says you should not marry her. But what's the halacha of a chulin sharing the noshim? Let's say the chochem or the shliach or the aide had a wife already at the time when they brought the get, or they caused the wife to get a get. So since they had their own wives, they were not choshed to do in order to marry them, because they have a wife already. Now, umesu, let's say their wives die, then mutaris the nosulhem. Then avada, the chacham is allowed to marry that lady. Or the shliach is allowed to marry the lady. Since at the time when the shliach brought a get, the shliach had his own wife already. He had his own wife. So people won't say a rumor now that if they see him marry her later after his wife dies, that he did it because he wanted to marry her. Because if you have your own wife, we're not afraid you want to marry another wife. Let's say no, the chacham or the shliach did not have his own wife. So we say they're not allowed to marry her. But let's say she gets married to somebody else. The kulon, these noshim they got married to somebody else. For this garshu. And then their second husband gave them a get. Or in this genus almor, so became an almona. Then mutaros and noshim. Then they're allowed to get married to the first shliach or the first chacham. Then there won't be any more laws anymore. Since somebody married them in between, we're not going to say the first shliach brought the get, I'm asked to marry her. By this time, the rumor, there won't be any rumor anymore. The chula mutaris levneyim, only achayim. But you should know they're married, they're mutar to marry drashim chulam, anoshim elu. These women, mutaris levneyim. Like the schacham's son is allowed to marry her. Or the shliach's son is allowed to marry her. There's only a rumor will go around the shliach himself that brought the get. If he marries her, there'll be a rumor he did the get to marry her. But if his son marries her, then there's no problem. Then the rumor won't go around, it's mutar. So the Mishnah Gemara. Mashma neso. It says what? If they had their own wives at the time when he brought a get, and then his own wife died, then there's no rumor he's not a marrier. Mashma meisu only because his wife died. In nizgar shalai, mashma, if he gives the get to his wife, then it's no good. In the case again, the shliach brought a get to an isha, and said before a nichtav, and then afterwards the shliach goes home and gives his own wife a get, and then he wants to marry her, nothing doing. Then a rumor would go out and says, the reason why you brought the get because you wanted to marry her, you had your own wife, you gave her a get because of that. So then the rumor would go around. The Mishnah only says, Mesu, if their wives die, then we're not afraid of a rumor. Omar le Rav Hillel le Rav Ashi, for your time you will learn not like that. Afilu nizgarshu, that if the shliach had his own wife when he brought the get, and later the shliach gave his own wife a get, still he's mutter to marry that lady. Since at the time when he brought a get, he had a wife, we're not afraid of a rumor. So the stira, and the Gemara Lakasha, ho di evikatota. If the shliach had fights with his own wife beforehand, then we say he's not going to marry the second wife. Because since they had fights beforehand, we say that the reason why he brought a get to the second wife was because he wanted to marry her, and there'll be a laws. Ho di evikatota. But if they didn't have any fights beforehand, so then we say at the time the shliach brought the get, he liked his own wife, so for sure he didn't make this get to marry the second wife. Just later, they had fights, he married her, that's mutter. For you boys, another terrorist is like this. No, both cases where the shliach did not have fights with his own wife before. For like Asha, if the husband is the one to cause the get, then we're afraid. We're afraid that the husband liked his other wife. That's why he gave the get to the other wife. And now he's going back home to cause trouble with his wife. He's giving a wife, get to his wife. Hor the argulahi. But in the case that she causes the get, there's the reason that she wants the get, then there'll be no laws. Was there the husband at the time when he gave the get, he didn't want to marry the second wife, because he likes his first wife. He gave his wife a get, she wanted the get. In the case that she wanted the get, then there won't be any laws. Then, after his own get, he's allowed to marry the other wife. Let's say again the case where the shliach brings the get to the chacham, or the aid that says your wife died, your husband died. Now the isha gets married to somebody else. And then the second husband gives the get, then the first aid is allowed to marry her. Because we thought, Misa, Misa, Vegershin, Vegershin. We're talking about where the aid said like this, your husband died. So the isha now got married to another man, and that man died. Now we say the original aid can marry her, even though two of her husbands died already. So the churaneinu mastisim like a Rebbe. Our mission then goes not like Rebbe. Nika Rebbe, if Rebbe Shita Omar betrays him, they have the chazaka. Rebbe yells, if things happen twice, there's a chazaka. So an isha that had two husbands, and both husbands die, there's a locha, she's not allowed to get married anymore. Her third husband can't marry her, because she's becheskas a katlonis. She's becheskas, whoever marries her is going to die. She kills the husbands. Doesn't mean literally, she doesn't manage kill him, but some mazel she has that her husband dies. So her husband's not going to marry her. So Chural Mishter has mashmi, even though her two husbands died already, the third one, the aid, not to marry, is not like Rebbe. So Mara says, Loi, Misa Gershon, Begershon Amisa. Doesn't mean the same case happened twice. In the case where the aid says that your husband died, we're talking about now that she got married to a second husband, and the second husband gave her a get. So the Misa, one husband died and one husband got a get, then a third person can still marry her. So that's the case. That's what we say, the original aid can marry is where the husband died, but the second husband only got a get. So therefore, two things didn't happen together twice. There's no chazaka, therefore we're not afraid. If it would have happened that two husbands died, a third husband cannot marry, according to Rebbe. But you know these ladies, they're allowed to marry the aid's son, or the aid's brother, or the chacham's brother. Only the chacham himself they can't marry. But the son or brother, they're mutter. But the Gemara, my shenom yodat nan, why is it different than that that we learned? Hanit and min isha, and so there's a rumor going around that somebody has nus with an isha, so we said the din is, even if the husband gives her a get, you're not allowed to marry her. You're not allowed to marry her because there's a rumor going on that you lived with her before, so don't be mechaz of the rumor, you can't marry her. But it says in such a case, also be ima, you're not allowed to marry that lady's mother, or the bita, or daughter either, or bachais, or sister. So here you see, when you're chayshin on somebody, not only her, but the whole mishpacha. See also, if you're chayshin that the aide made the get, or the aide said the husband died in order to marry her, the lady should be also to your son also. Why over there you also to the mother, to the daughter, here why isn't the son also? So Marin says, nosh legabe nosh shchichin. Women are shchiach near women. So if you're going to come to live with the mother or the daughter, people are going to say it's because you knew the original daughter also. You knew the wife. By knowing one wife, you know the mother. Ladies, get together. The shchiach to be together. Or the gavu, the gavu, the gavu, the shchichin. Men don't get together. So there's only yichshash, the aid himself. But the son, the lady for sure did not know the son. So we're not afraid that you're doing it for your son. For by men, don't get together. Inam and other Teretz says, I'll tell you, Noshi, women, to lay osur and shchiv osur na dodi, they don't ask to one another, lay kasti adodi, they don't care about one another. Or the gavri, the osur and shchiv osur na dodi, men that ask to one another, kasti adodi, then the yamakit. So Rashi explains like this really, that by the case of Noshim, in other words, banitan ali isha, we say yirasa with a mother, with a daughter, with a chaysay. Because over there, let's say you would get married to a mother. So if you get married to a mother, lamaisa, we're afraid that what, that really once you live with a daughter, and you like her, and maybe you'll have znus again with a daughter. Now if you have just znus with a daughter, you don't become masa to the mother. The lachr is that we say, the kreivim arasar, that's only you're not allowed to marry them. But just to have znus, it doesn't answer you. Like, let's say you're married to the mother. And then you have znus with the daughter, you do not become masa with the mother. So maybe like the mother, even if she finds out that you had znus with the daughter, she won't say anything, because she's not masa to you. So therefore, we're afraid that's what's going to happen. Therefore, we say, hanitan, minu isha, you're also to marry the mother or the daughter. Mashenken over here by Nosha, by Garv, like in our case, that Louis, what's going to happen? Let's say this lady gets married to the Chacham's son, or to the aid's son.
So what are we afraid about? That since she's married to the son, maybe she'll have znus with the father. If she's going to have znus with the father and Eishes Ish that has znus with somebody else, she becomes also to a husband. So for sure she'll be afraid to do it. And like if the son finds out about it, he'll have to get rid of him. So therefore that we're not afraid of. That's the pshat loy asrin adodi. The Gemara says, for the Mori Hochi, if that's the svara of Ivnami, it should even be mutter then to marry the Chochem's father. And why does it only say you're allowed to marry the Chochem's son? It should be even mutter than to marry the Chochem's father. Because if you marry the Chochem's father, we're not going to be afraid that she's going to have znus with the Chochem himself. Because again, if she does have znus with the Chochem, she's an Eishes Ish, she'll become also to her husband. So Gemara says, true, of course she is mutter to the father. Len mi boy komar. It means not only this, loy mi boy oviv, not only to the father. Is she mutter like the Chochem or the Eitz father? She's allowed to get married to. Why? The buzz is b'nei minei, that what are you afraid? Maybe she doesn't have znus with the son. The son is afraid of his father. So therefore, for sure, the son will not have znus with his father's wife. So therefore, the Isha is allowed to marry the Chochem's father or the Yates father. Because if he gets married to the father, we're not afraid the son will have znus with her. Because the buzz is the disease of b'nei minei. The son is embarrassed, like afraid of his father. Ah, well, b'nei, but the chiddush is, maybe if the Isha gets married to the eighth son, or to the Chacham's son, to Leibazes of Minei, a father is not embarrassed from his own son, so maybe we should be afraid that maybe the Chacham will have znus with her. Maybe the eighth will have znus with her. It's Kamash Malon, even for that we're not afraid. So that's the Chiddush. That for men, we're not afraid if the lady gets married to the son or to the father, both cases, she's mutter. Because they're not afraid the other one will have znus with her, because if they do have znus with her, they'll become osa. Because Eishes Ish, if she has znus with anybody else, becomes osa labayla. All right, we'll stop here. Hadron alecha, ketzer Eishes Ochiv.
You're up to the third perek. Tav chok vov omer alech. The Mishnah says, Arbo achim, if there were four brothers, shenayim mehem nesuyin shtei achoyis. Two of the brothers were married to two sisters. Now the two brothers that were married to two sisters, they died. So now their two wives fall to the other two brothers. So there are two brothers that have two sisters fallen to them for a mitzvah yibum with Zika. So the Mishnah says, Harei elu choltzos loimis yavomis. The halacha is, these two brothers, now they're alive, they could only make chalitza to the two wives and not to be miyabim. But v'im kodmu v'kodsu, let's say one of the brothers is miyabima, is marries her, makes kenisa, alochus yoytzio, he has to give her a gift, he has to get rid of her. So the Ragrashi says, the reason is because we hold yezika, so the chivun, the tavai, is the kikin lahai lihai, the two sisters really fall to both brothers, is each brother, if he's miyabim one, he's being pogeya b'yachoysu kukosai. It's like the sister of the one that he has zika to. To have a kishtoy, Zika is like it's your wife already. So both three sisters are like it's, they're like your wife. So anyone that you go to be miyabim, it's considered like you be miyabim, the sister of your Zika. So therefore, the loch is you have to give them chalitza, but you cannot be miyabim. And even if you do the mitzvah yibum, the din is your tzio, you have to give her a get. So the Mishnah says, Vaita, what about hoysa achas mehen? Let's say one of the two sisters to one of the two brothers that are alive now is an erva. Let's say she's also a mother-in-law. So the locher is also bo umuta biachoisa. So then this brother is also to her because she's an erva to him. She's also his mother-in-law, and therefore she does not fall to him liyibam at all. Therefore the other sister is amish muta to her, to him. So therefore, he could be miyabim, the other sister. V'hasheni, the second brother, that to him, both of the sisters are not an erva. They both fall to him, l'yibum. The halacha is also mishtayim. He is not allowed to be miyabim, either one of them. He has to give chalita. What about isa mitzvah, the yisa kedusha? Let's say one of the two sisters is also only midrabonin, or else she's only a chai v'lavin to one of the brothers. Then the halacha is choletzes loimis yabemis. Since Midiraisa, she does fall Yibum, so Midiraisa, the two sisters are falling to him, even though one sister is a Chai V'lavin, or an Issa Midirabonin, an Issa Erev Midirabonin. But since Midiraisa, there is a Zika, so he can't be Miyavim either one of the two sisters,
because even the other sister is still called an achos sukkasoy. So therefore, the halacha is he has to give them chalitza v'loy misyabemis. What about hoyso achas mien asur al ze'is erva? Again, one of the two sisters was also an erva to one of the brothers. V'hashniya ha'asura al ze'is erva. And the second sister was an erva to the other brother. So the halacha is poshut now. Ha'asura lezeh muteras lezeh. The one sister that's an erva to one brother, Shila Maiser is muta to the other brother. The Asura lezeh muteras lezeh, and the sister that's also to the other brother is muta to the other brother. The Zui Shormu, this is what we said, Achoisa, in the case where two sisters fall yibum. Again, where two brothers were married, two sisters, and the two brothers died, and now the two sisters fall to the yibum. Kishi yivimtoi, oichol to say misyabemis. There is such a case that the yibum is allowed to do either chalitza or yibum. If he wants to, he could be miyabim her. I was saying now, when two sisters fall to you, you're not allowed to be miyabim either one of them, because each one is called the sister of the one that you have zika with. But here, since one of them is an erva to you, like one of them is your mother-in-law, or one of them is any other, your aunt, is any other erva, so therefore the locker is that she does not fall to yibum to you. So the only one sister falls to you, so therefore you're allowed to be miyabim her. She is not considered the sister of your zika, because the other one that's an erva to you does not fall at all to you for a mitzvah yibum. Yeah, so Gemara says like this, Shema Mina, we have a proof in our Mishnah that Yei Zika, there is the klal of Yei Zika, that when the two sisters fall, Liyibum, is considered like both of them is a little bit married to both of the brothers. Therefore, each brother is also to any one of them, because each one is called like his sister's wife. So Gemara says, the Yei Zika, because if you're going to tell me there's no Yisayin of Zika, it's not considered like you have a little kedushin to her, like she's a little bit your wife. Michti. So then let's see here. Hani mitrei bati chaskin. These two sisters are falling to you from two different houses, like each one was married to a different brother. So if so, when they both, the two brothers died, there's a separate mitzvah yibum on each sister. So therefore, since there are two brothers still alive now, why don't we say, hai liyabim chodah, let's one brother that's alive now be miyabim one of the sisters, behind liyabim chodah, and let the other brother be miyabim the other sister. Like, what's wrong? So the reason why the Mishnah says it's asur, you have to say it's because we hold yei zika. So Gemara says no. Liyolam really, ein malach, I'll tell you, ein zika. Maybe we hold ein zika, that just the fact that when your brother dies, his wife is not really called attached to you. She's not really, at any way, your wife yet. Well, mishum. So why does our Mishnah say that each brother cannot be miyabim the other sister? Tikisobar also levato mitzvahs yibum. There's an issa to be mevato to maybe that you won't be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs yibum. How would that happen? Because Dilma were afraid, adim miyabim chad, if one brother goes to be miyabim one of the sisters, so what should be that the other brother should be miyabim the other sister? But we have to be afraid, maybe, mayis iduch. Maybe the other brother will die before he makes the second yibum. And now the first brother can't be miyabim or can't give chalitza to the second sister. Because since the first brother alive now was miyabim one sister, it's mamish his wife, so the other yibum now is potter. He has no shaykhs to her, because she's an erva to him now. She's his wife's sister. Therefore, kamavato mitzvahs yibumin will come out that it may be there won't be any mitzvahs yibum being mekayim of the second sister. So therefore we say, make sure even the first brother should only give chalitza. So even on the tzad that the second brother dies, still the first brother will be able to give chalitza to both sisters. But if he's miyabim the first sister, and then the second brother dies, he cannot do anything to the second sister, because the second sister is an erva to him, achos ishtoi, and should be potul yibum, that's considered yibim mevato mitzvah yibum. So the verse says, if that's a svari hochi, if so, telosanami. Like, why does the Mishnah say there were four brothers? It could be the same halacha if there's only three brothers, and two of the brothers die, and now the two sisters fall to the third brother, so this third brother could only make chalitza and not make yibum. Like, for what purpose does the Mishnah have to say there were four brothers? So Rashi speaks out, Bishlem, if the Yisr is because of Yei Zika, so then there's a chiddush that you say Yei Zika even though there are two brothers. But if there would be only one brother alive, then like Pshita we would say Yei Zika. So the chiddush is, even when two brothers are alive, still we say Yei Zika. But if the svar is you're afraid to be mevatel mitzvah yibum, so it should have said even by three. It should have said there's no chiddush of four. It should have said the same thing by three. So Gemara says no. Gemara says loy mi boy kamrinan, loy mi boy. Not only tlosa, not only when there are only three brothers. Devadai bitla mitzvah yivamin, that when two of them died, married the two sisters, and the two sisters fall in front of the third brother. See, even really we hold ein zika. So really he should be able to be miyabim anyone he wants, and the other one is potter. And the reason why he's not allowed to do that, because he's being mevatel mitzvah yivamin, the second sister will come out free. So therefore we tell them, give chalitza to both of them. So if we would have just said by three brothers, like for sure you'd be mevatel mitzvah yibum if you're miyabim one. Therefore we tell you for sure to give chalitza. Avo dalid, but let's say you have four brothers, and two of them died, so now the two sisters fall in front of the two brothers. Maybe lemisa lechashinon, we're not afraid one of the brothers will die. So we should say, let one brother be miyabim one sister, and let the other brother be miyabim the other sister. In other words, really we're going now ein zika. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Like really, if so, why should each one make yibum? The kamash malon that teaches the chiddush know that we are afraid maybe one brother will die. So we're afraid maybe the first brother will make yibum to one, and then the second brother will die. And now the second sister, there can't be any mitzvah yibum. Since she's called an erva to you, she's your wife's sister now, she'll go out free. So not to be mevatel mitzvah yibum, we tell you, madafka, to give chalitza to both of them and not to be miyabi. The Gemara says, if that's a svari hachi,